Bangladesh's army is trying to account for missing officers feared killed by rebel border guards during the two-day mutiny that began at the Dhaka headquarters of the paramilitary force. A survivor told reporters he witnessed the deaths of many of his fellow army officers when 2,000 border guards opened fire on their commanders. The Lieutenant Colonel, Saeed Kamruzzaman, says among the dead are the Chief of the Bangladesh Rifles, Major General Shakil Ahmed. Some of the uniformed bodies have been found dumped in sewers outside the guards' barracks. Several civilians are also reported to be among the dead. During the mutiny, some of the guards said the uprising was triggered by the army leadership ignoring their grievances. The paramilitary force has long resented that its leadership comes from the army, not its own ranks. There have been complaints of officers skimming funds, while the relatively meager salaries of the guards have not kept pace with soaring food prices. The rebels put down their weapons after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina negotiated with them and made a nationally televised appeal Thursday, saying in exchange for surrender, she would address their concerns and grant amnesty to mutineers. But with details emerging of the massacre that took place at the Bangladesh Rifles headquarters, retired Major General A.N.M. Munirizman, president of the Bangladesh Institute for Peace and Security Studies, expects the perpetrators to face justice.
The figures could go as high as 100 to 120. Besides, there has been extensive looting, burning of buildings inside, alleged instances of physical abuse and rape. I don't really think that this should be pardoned.
The paramilitary force, which has tens of thousands of soldiers and more than 60 posts nationwide, is primarily tasked with patrolling Bangladesh's 4,000-kilometer-long border with India. But it is also used as an auxiliary force to assist the army and police during times of unrest. Retired General Munirizaman, a former presidential chief of staff, says the command structure of the Bangladesh Rifles, known as the BDR, has been destroyed by the mutiny.
This is a major challenge that the government will have to face now, because as of today, I understand our borders are unguarded. Most of the battalions located on the borders are not performing their duties. Complete chain of command of the BDR has been physically wiped out.
The BDR traces its roots to the late 18th century when it was formed by colonial British rulers. It has a heroic legacy in modern Bangladesh because most of its troops revolted against their Pakistani masters during the 1971 War of Independence. Since independence, Bangladesh has seen a series of violent military takeovers and attempted coups. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.